This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the
Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist, author, Minds of Mass Killers, and Hidden Killers contributor joining us. And by the way, if you want to check out her book, we got a link up to it right there on the front page of the website, including pictures of all of us. If you're curious, who are these people? Go to TrueCrimeTodayPod.com, TrueCrimeTodayPod.com. And you can find all of our information up there, all of our stories, all of that there for you, and including links to Siobhan's book, The Mind of Mass Killers, Understanding and Interrupting the Pathway to Violence. Very fascinating with what we talk about here every single day on this program. We're talking about Lori Vallow Daybell, picking up our conversation from yesterday. Should society focus more on prevention or early intervention in cases like this? Obviously, Lori, we look at it and go, this is pretty extreme. And in ways it is. Not everybody goes and moves across the country to start a cult with somebody. But there's plenty of people who do horrible things to their family and their friends and their children on smaller scales, just within the confines of their own home or their own communities, because they are not thinking right. Is there a way to get in front of something like this? Because it has been such a bizarre story. It involves things that people get very touchy with, like religion, where don't question that until it sometimes is far too late.
Yeah, and that's certainly what I would like to see. Above all, my heart's desire is to see us do a better job with prevention. And when I worked in community mental health, I often worked in the crisis clinic, and people would come in with these kind of delusional disorders, but they were brought by their family. And in this case, we know from things that other relatives have discussed, her family did not confront the crazy beliefs when she became more and more extreme. In fact, they went along with it. She was volunteering in the Mormon temple and spending all these hours on religious activities. And even though the family said, Well, she's getting a little bit extreme with this, but she's not harming anybody. We see where it ended up. She did harm people. And so, yes, I think we need to catch this stuff early and at least try and present alternate points of view to the delusional person. And if possible, try and get some kind of mental health intervention.
But how do you do that when you're someone like her brother, like Adam, who I've talked to on the show? He was the one who is a DJ still to this day. They had a close relationship. They were talking and then Chad came along and then it all ceased when he started pointing out, this is a bit much, Lori, coming at it, not like you're utterly crazy, this is horrible, but just, right. Hey, let's inch your way in here. People like that, quite often, they just shut down and they stop communicating with anyone. Relationship be damned. If you are putting into question accountability of their actions, how do you do that as a family member if you're being pushed away, yet you have really no proof of them doing anything illegal?
It's a really tough position. I really have felt sympathy for Adam when I've heard interviews with him. And I think the other thing that was so tragic about that is that Adam was rejected by so many of the other family members because he took a stand saying there's something off here.
Yeah.
And so if the family had held together and everybody in unison had said, no, we really need to work on managing this here. We need to confront what's happening and come up with some alternate plans on how we're all going to engage with her. Sometimes there's a way to make a dent in it. But in this case, it was too easy to just basically throw Adam out. Yeah. And there was always some odd dynamics in the whole family. And I think that was a contributing factor.
Without a doubt. And that's assuming you have a family that does care about you.
Exactly.
This actually, they did have somewhat of an intact family that all did communicate to a certain extent. And with what you're describing, almost like an intervention where everybody gets on the same page together for the greater good of the one person who seems to be having some issues. If that whole group can't agree or get together or recognize the problem within it, then yeah, it turns into an even bigger problem. But what about those who don't have it? So many of these people are searching for something because that doesn't exist to begin with. There isn't right. that base. So they're trying to find something. And they think what they found, Lori thought what she found in this bizarre religious belief was happiness. It was a way out of her previous life that was marriage after marriage and sorrow and heartache and all this and all that, questionable deaths in between. But she seemed to find something here, and religion being, or this version of religion being, the way out. And quite often when individuals are trying to find something, trying to get out of something, we do see religion come into play as being the savior, if you will, no pun intended. But something, if it's done in a healthy way, not to an extreme, it seems to, in many ways, it can get people out of bad situations or change their ways of thinking. But this is where that went too far and really didn't, really truly wasn't religion at some point.
Yeah, the key that I always look at with people and their spiritual beliefs, no matter which religious faith they're following, is it healthy? Is it pro-social? Is it helping people discover the best parts of themselves? Is it helping people connect in positive, loving ways with the community? The red flag is, has it become persecutory? Is it focused on the devil? Is it focused on demons? Is it focused about everybody's out to get us? In which case, it feeds fear, it feeds anger, and it feeds the worst of human impulses. And that's always a red flag that this is something moving in a very dangerous direction.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, "Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products." I said, "I'm in. Now let me see the factory." Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.